Mark Stiles here from Orthopedic Rehab. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Greg.
How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank
good.
You.
Thank good you. Haircut.
Yeah, absolutely.
You got a big run coming up, but you guys do so much and are involved in so much in the community.
Yeah, we have the run series is we have 9 races that we present every year here in Jackson or in the Jackson market.
That's tough in itself.
It is. It's an exciting thing for me and for our company, though, to be involved in wellness and, you know, to see so many people out and just walking, you know, the walk run. You got some people that, you know, are in it for awards or they're in it for times. Closer. Okay. And you got people who are, you know, who are in it just for the health and wellness of the exercising. The families come out, corporate teams come out, things like that. We also have, high school athletic trainers in 14 schools in and around Jackson. So we're also in the schools taking care of our school athletes. We have a total performance training center in the upstairs of the ORS Fieldhouse where we have specialized training for high school athletes that want to take their game to the next level. And then we have 7 clinics that provide physical therapy and manual therapy and wellness for people who are trying to eliminate their pain so that they can exercise or they can walk and run. We have 7 clinics available for people there. So it is a nice balance of a little bit of everything we're doing. And glad to be a part of Jackson, and we're looking for, you know, new opportunities all the time to help in any way we can.
Pretty amazing, because I remember when Jerry started with probably a box of Band-Aids.
Yes. And I mean, his wall, actually.
What tremendous growth.
Yeah. Yeah. We were just talking off air that when you have the right spirit of taking care of people, Jerry and Richard started this, you know, 1987 and continues to grow and continues to just find ways to help take care of people. And in this day and age, and, you know, you read headlines about, you know, opioid overdose for people who are in pain, and we are an alternative to that. And we want people to know that there's some effort involved. You have to work for it, but we're there to help you kind of walk you through.
But there are other options.
There are other options, and there are certainly ways, like we say, you know, physical therapy is an option that has never produced an overdose. You know, you can't really overdose on PT, but you can certainly feel better from it. So let's get people in and get people in through the doors, get people feeling better and feeling stronger, and then they go out and they start to run and walk races, and then from there, who knows what? I mean, I hear from people all the time that, you know, their vacations were altered because they couldn't walk the beach, you know, or they couldn't go downtown and walk around Times Square because their hip hurt or their knee hurt. And then, you know, I ask them, what's your quality of life like now that you can? And they said, this is amazing. I never thought I could. And I hear those stories, and that's the inspiration for me. And I know that's where Jerry's heart is and where the team's heart is. The ownership has always just wanted to help people feel better.
And so many replacements these days, hips and knees, that people really need that to get back into the swing.
Yeah, they really, you know, we recommend that if there is a total hip replacement or a replacement on the schedule, make sure you have a solid PT option, because that's going to be part of it. And we want to be that option.
So, the Rose Run is kind of, I guess, according to you, Mark, has kind of died down a little bit.
Well, I come in to the company last August, and I hear all the time about the Rose Run and the prestige and the tradition of the Rose Run. And I know that there was such a thing. But over the last couple of years, not to anyone's, you know, problem, but they had to either move the weekend or they had to move the course. And so now the course is back to the way it used to be. It runs from the Jackson College down through the Brown Lake and Vandercook Lake, and everyone talks about the picturesque course. Well, that's back. So the tradition is back. The weekend is back.
We moved a few little nice hills.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. And we moved it from July back to June 9th. So now people can count on it being when it used to be, which was tied to the Rose Parade, or at least the timeline of the Rose Parade. So we've done the things we've needed to do, and now we just got to get people back into the mindset that, you know, the Rose Run is something we do as a community. We want people to do all the races, but we certainly want to make sure that the Rose Run is what it used to be and get people involved. And the Jackson College cross-country team is the beneficiary of the effort. Registration is $25 ahead of time or $30 the day of the race. If you decide you just want to come in and walk at the day of the race, you certainly can. We'll take you at 7 o'clock signups that morning, or 8 o'clock is the race time. So,
well, at one time, that was the only race there was here.
Yeah.
The only run here.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, so NASCAR has how many races a year, you know, and there are favorites for people. And maybe that's what we need to do is kind of get that balance back. We want people involved in all of our ORS races, but, you know, hopefully they will, you know, see the Rose Run as the thing that Jackson does every June, you know, for second weekend of June. And, you know, and do it as an early Father's Day gift or something, you know, or tie it to the end of the school year or do something that, you know, brings people out and helps out the Jackson community, but it gets people moving and it gets people walking and it gets people talking. And, you know, you can walk and talk at the same time. So if you haven't seen somebody for a while, sign up for the race and then chat for 5K. You know, it's a, it's a good focus time to do it. But everyone's on board. Certainly the chamber supports this kind of, you know, wellness in our community. It helps them bring businesses here when they know it's a healthy community. And so there's a lot of wins that tie to this. So.
Well, I'm glad to see it go back to the college.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the stories I've heard about the tradition of the race, and it used to be, you know, and it used to be. And so I come in, yes, I'm a fresh set of eyes and ears, but it can be. The way I see it is it can be. Let's make this thing happen. And let's build. And then people are talking about, well, it's going to be the 50th. And I say, well, 2 years from now, it's the 50th. Right now, we want to get people out and running and getting involved.
Is it a run or run walk?
It's a run for the 10K and it's a walk run for the 5K.
Okay.
And then there is a kids run after that at 9:15. So the 8 o'clock is the kickoff time for both the 10K and 5K will start at the same time. And then the 9:15 timeline-ish is the, for the kids run right there on the campus for the kids run. They just do it around the parking lot area. You know, for the most part, you're going to be done by about 11 o'clock on a Saturday morning on a summer weekend. And, you know, you're going to feel better about it and you're going to go home and you got a little pep in your step, or you're going to, you know, feel like, hey, I did my workout for the day and I just, you know, I did all I needed to. So
get the Chase Lounge out.
But it's, you know, it's just an important piece of our community to have things that make people get out and celebrate and exercise together. And ORS is really, we're just excited to be a part of it. And we want to make sure that this run is, you know, is one that people really look forward to.
Easiest way to sign up on your website?
It would be. There's an orsmi.com/running. And on that particular page, the way we designed it was so that people could sign up for all of the ORS runs on the same page. There's a registration button. And we also have a foot, ankle, and running center in town where people, if they're thinking about running or walking and want to talk, he's over on Spring Arbor. We have a location on Spring Arbor Road underneath the Podiatry Center, right there by Jackson Lumen Christie High School is our foot, ankle, and running center. So we can help people get back to doing this event, and the other races as well. But yeah, it's a great partnership all the way around. And Jeff and Tina Beagle also do the Turkey Trot. And so people are familiar with that race as well. They get 1,000 people every year.
Yeah.
And maybe that's because people realize I'm going to run or walk and then I'm going to eat a big meal. So maybe we need June 9th. We need to have a big meal planned at 3 p.m. so that everybody does the Rose Run and then has a big meal. If that's what it's people running, that's what we'll do. That's what we'll do. Any sponsors out there that want to have a big meal on the afternoon of June 9th.
There you go.
Maybe that'll help get the race numbers up for the morning.
So you've been with ORS for about a year.
Yeah, I came in August.
Closing in.
Yeah, I came in August and I've never been happier.
Good move for you?
Oh, I've never been happier. This company represents everything I believe in, which is family and wellness and community. And I've seen people, and I've been as director of marketing, I've interviewed people for testimonials, and I've heard stories that make me cry out of joy for their success. People who say that they just, you know, they want to walk the beaches and they want to, you know, travel with family, and they just can't get from their chair to their kitchen table or something, you know, and this company has provided that for them, has taken the pain away, and has given them life back. And who wouldn't want to work for a company that gives people life? You know, that's just outstanding.
If you can recover from pain, chronic pain,
yeah.
You've seen it. It can be miraculous.
Oh, absolutely. And the Total Joint and Aquatic Center where Jerry Malone works, you know, those are the people who've had knee replacements and hip replacements and major surgeries. And you go in there and they have a cup of coffee in their hand and a smile on their face, and they have this atmosphere. Someone described it to me as like a coffee house cheers, where you just know everybody's name and you're saying hello to people. And these are people who just went through a major life-changing surgery.
Sure.
And yet the therapy side of it was exactly what they wanted, to lift their spirits and to feel good about themselves again. And that's the same feeling throughout the other clinics. It's a little bit different. And I read the faces of people in the waiting room that are not sure. Maybe they're just, you know, it's something that they either A, didn't want to do, or B, don't understand what's going to happen. But it's the other side. I see the people at the end of their time with us, and they're smiling, and they're saying hi to the PTs, and they're saying hi to the receptionists. And that's a great feeling to know that there's a beginning and an end. And then if these people ever feel like they need to come back in and see us, the door is always open, and their family. You know, now it's family.
I was going to say family atmosphere.
Absolutely. Come back and just say, hey, you know, I was with you a year ago, but my knee's kind of hitching up on me again, and we're ready to take care of you. So that's a great company to work for if you get that kind of opportunity. And I just feel very blessed that it came to me like that.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
Keep up the good work.
Trying.
And give us that website if somebody wants the Rose Run. The Rose Run.
It is the Rose Run. It is the Rose Run. It is the 48th Rose Run. And if we can get everybody back to the thinking of it as a traditional thing in Jackson, then I think we're going to be perfectly fine. And by the 50th, it's going to be just blowing up again. And that's, if we play a part in that, that would be awesome. But you can find us at ORS, like Orthopedic Rehab Specialist. So ORSMI.com/running will give you all of the run series information. You can sign up for the Rose Run. Or if you just go to ORSMI.com, that's our homepage. And if you have some interest in talking to us about some pains and some things you're working on, there's information there as well.
Mark, thanks for the visit.
You bet.
Appreciate it.
Great talking to you. Thank you, Greg.
Mark Stiles from Orthopedic Rehab Specialist.